what's the better deal? Should I use my points and miles here, or should I pay cash and just save my points and miles for later? That's a question that everybody asks. And because points and miles are so complicated, Delta miles are not worth the same as Air France miles, which aren't worth the same as Air Canada miles or points. It's so confusing to a lot of people, and none of it is comparable easily to cash or to each other. And frankly, that's to some degree by design, by the airlines. That's sort of part of the strategy. But I wanted to be able to cut through that and show people in just a few seconds, here is the cash price, here is the points price, and here is which one is better on this particular flight.
Hey there, points people. You just heard a clip from Julian Keel from PointsPath. Julian recently created PointsPath, a new Chrome browser extension that helps travelers easily figure out if they should be using points or money for a given flight. Previously, he was also the editorial director of The Points Guy, as well as CNN's senior editor covering travel and credit card rewards. In this episode, expect to hear about why you should sign up for PointsPath, how PointsPath will help you to determine if you should use cash or points for a given trip, what future features PointsPath users can expect, and so much more. PointsPath is a great tool to help you decide whether to use cash or points for an upcoming flight. But what if you don't have any points? Consider the Capital One Venture Rewards credit card. This card earns a flat 2 points per dollar on all purchases. Remember, if you decide to apply for the Capital One Venture Rewards card or any other card, never apply directly through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral link. If you're interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards. And if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. And we have links to the Capital One Venture credit card and the free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking. If you are looking for some shortcuts for how to find great flight and hotel deals faster, listen up. I am hosting a free live training on the best tools and techniques to find award travel sweet spots faster. So if you are interested in the abridged playbook for how to turn your everyday expenses into as many points as possible and how to maximize those points when it comes time to redeem for luxury trips, you can register for the free live training at geobreezetravel.com/webinar. I only host these types of free live trainings once every few months, and recordings are not available afterwards because we usually talk about some stuff that I'm not supposed to post on the internet. So if you miss it, you miss out. Again, you can register for free at geobreezetravel.com/webinar, and I will see you there. Hey, Julian, welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Hi, Julia. It's so good to see you again.
You as well. I am very excited to delve into the tool that you guys have built called PointsPath, because people all the time are like, how do I know if this is a good points deal or a bad points deal? So we are going to go over the up and coming solution to that question. But before we get into all of that, tell us about you. How did you get to where you are? How did you get into the points game?
Yeah, it's a really interesting journey. So I've been in the points game for almost 15 years now. Actually, yeah, probably about 15 years. And actually, at first started, I had a previous career as a writer and director in Los Angeles. And one of the jobs I did towards the end of that time was as a director on the road for WWE, the wrestling organization. And so I was traveling every single week from city to city where we do that show, Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and all of that. And every single week I was flying in and out of LA and to wherever the show was going to be that week. So I learned all about frequent flyer miles by doing that. In fact, the entire company really knows their frequent flyer miles, as you might imagine, since everybody's traveling all the time. I did that for about 2 years. And then that's about all you need to do as far as wrestling. If you work for wrestling, 2 years is plenty. But after I was done, I had all this knowledge and I still wanted to do something with it. And I had writing skills from my time in Hollywood. So I began writing about Points and Miles. And I started writing for some of the smaller blogs in this space and then got to some of the bigger ones. And then eventually I got hired by the Points guy to write for them. And over a number of years, I worked my way up to editorial director there. And so from there, I actually got hired by CNN to start their e-commerce division covering travel and travel rewards and credit cards and all of that. And I did that and launched that for about 3 years. And now in the last year or so, that brings us up to present day, I've started PointsPath. And the reason is that I always wanted to have a tool that people could use to learn how to use their points and miles without having to dive into a website or a blog and dig through lots and lots of articles and spend hours on it. I wanted to be able to solve the problem in just a few seconds. And that's what PointsPath does.
In your journey as a writer and Hollywood producer and all of that, not a lot of computer science there, right? Are you coding this yourself? How did you build this online tool?
That's a really good question. So when I first started, I did a little learning to code. I would say I would know just enough to be dangerous, but I quickly learned that probably wasn't the best use of my skill set and I should hire coders. So I have a really great team of dev engineers who build PointsPath with me. I will say learning that bit of coding though was very helpful because at least I can look at what they're doing and understand it. And I may have questions about it. I may not know exactly how to fix something, but I can at least understand what they're doing or what a problem might be and how they're trying to get around it. So even though I probably will not have a career as a coder anytime in my life, I actually think it was a really useful, good use of my time to learn that skill. I think, you know, in today's day and age, like you said, so many things are run by tech. It doesn't hurt to know a little code.
Absolutely. And I think if you can be in that Venn diagram where you understand the technical side, but also the product requirements of like, here's what it's actually supposed to do. Because there are so many people out there who just know the tech side where they're like, okay, here's like how you make an if statement. Here's how you loop through stuff and Java. I don't even know if that's what the kids are using these days anymore. It's been a long time since I took a coding class.
We're using JavaScript, or technically TypeScript. And the reason is that because PointsPath is a Google Chrome extension, and that's how you build Google Chrome extensions, is with JavaScript. So the kids are still using JavaScript if you consider us the kids.
You are the kids. So, all right, the kids are still using JavaScript to build these things. And I just like having that piece of your story in here too, because there are a lot of people out there where they're like, man, I wish I could just build something that would fix this points and miles problem, but I don't know how to code. You can find people. There are people who know how to code and they will take your money and code it for you.
Yeah, you can find, listen, there's a lot of really great people out there who know to code. And to be honest though, if you want to do something yourself, there's so many great tutorials online. You can go on YouTube. There's, you know, dozens and dozens of learn to JavaScript from the start series. And it's not going to be fast. And that was the other reason that I decided to hire people is that I needed to move a little faster. I didn't want this to take years and years. But if you've got an idea and you can't afford to hire someone to build it, go on YouTube, learn a little code.
Yeah, for sure. So when you were starting off with the product design for this, did you just start with, I want something that tells me, should I use points or money? Or how did you come up with the idea for what PointsPath eventually became?
That's a great question because that is exactly how it started. The first idea was a way to tell people, what's the better deal? Should I use my points and miles here or should I pay cash and just save my points and miles for later? That's a question that everybody asks. And because points and miles are so complicated, Delta miles are not worth the same as Air France miles, which aren't worth the same as Air Canada miles or points. It's so confusing to a lot of people, and none of it is comparable easily to cash or to each other. And frankly, that's to some degree by design, by the airlines. That's sort of part of the strategy. But I wanted to be able to cut through that and show people in just a few seconds, here is the cash price, here is the points price, and here is which one is better on this particular flight. Places like the Points Guy, and as I was there, create valuations to try and get at this problem. And that's a great tool, except that you have to do the math yourself for every flight. So we wanted a way to do that right away, automated, so you didn't have to do it. But originally, the idea was to put this into a website and have it as its own website. And that might eventually be the case for PointsPath as well. But after a lot of talking to people, and I really did sit down and talk to, I actually surveyed over 2,000 people with points and miles, and then sat down and dug in with several dozen of them on a one-on-one basis. And I realized that people already had a place they liked searching, and that was Google Flights. And I would show people a mock-up of what PointsPath might look like on its own website. And I'd say, hey, would you use this? They'd say, yeah. And I'd say, great, would you book through here? And they'd say, no, then I'm going to go to Google Flights and I'm going to do that. So I realized that rather than try and get people to come to my product, it would be better to just bring the product to where they already are. And that is Google Flights. And that's how we then came to the idea of let's build a Chrome extension, a browser extension that will lay this information on top of Google Flights so that people don't have to think about it. They can just start their search where they're already used to searching and get the information they need.
So when people first get into points and miles and they discover the world of points and they're like, oh my God, you can travel for free. It's sometimes a little bit difficult to rein those people back to be like, you should not always just be cashing out your points for flights. You should save them for like these types of flights. How do you communicate that to people where they're like, never pay for flights again, which is not the correct answer? What's your message to those people?
I don't even know if I'd say it's not the correct answer, but it's probably not the best answer. There are people who just don't want to pay cash and they just want to use their points. And for those people, that's great. And PointsPath can still help them because you'll get all the points results from all the big three airlines right in one search. It'll save you the trouble of having to go from site to site to site. I'm certainly not disdaining people who want to do that. But if you really want to get the most value, the most bang for your buck when it comes to points and miles, and when you have cash, you usually want to get the best deal, right? You look for the cheapest flight for where you want to go and when you want to go then there. You should look at the same at points and miles the same way and say, okay, is this the best way I'm using my points and miles? Would I be better off saving them for another trip and using cash here instead? Perfect example. Let's say you have a flight from New York to Chicago and it's showing as, let's say, 10,000 points on American, but only 8,500 on Delta. You might say, okay, well, Delta's the better deal. But if that flight only costs $49 to begin with, then you should just pay cash. Just pay the $49 and save your points for a big trip, for something where it may, or maybe not even a big trip, just a trip where you're getting a better deal. Now, a lot of people also like to save their points and miles for big trips, and that I also love to do. My only advice there is don't wait too long, because points and miles do become worth less over time, just like cash. They devalue. So you don't want to wait 10 years to use your points and miles. You want to be actively using them, but you also need to use them every single time you're traveling.
Absolutely. We have people who are on both ends of the spectrum, where we have the ultra savers, the ultra spenders, where people are like, well, this is like, it's more responsible to save your points and everything. And I'm like, it's not like money. It's not like an investment where it earns interest. It very much hits points too.
That's right. You're not going to earn any interest on your points, with maybe Bilt being the only exception. But yes, generally, your points are becoming worth less over time. So you don't want to sit on them forever, but you also want to get good value for them. You've gone through all the trouble of collecting them, whether it's through credit cards or travel or whatever it is. You really want to get the most you can for them in a timely manner, but you want to be wise about how and when you use them.
For sure. All right, let's jump into a demo so that people can see with their own eyes what this Chrome extension can do. And this is a good reminder for everybody who's listening on audio only. We have these on video on YouTube. And for anybody who's like just trying to listen to all my points tutorials without watching it, I promise you it makes a lot more sense once you have the visuals on there as well. So walk us through for somebody who is just getting started with installing PointsPath. What do they need to do and what use cases would somebody use this for?
So you can sign up for PointsPath either desktop or mobile. However, it only runs on desktop right now. So to actually use PointsPath, you are going to need to be on a desktop or laptop computer, not a mobile device. And also you do need to currently be using either Google Chrome as your browser or Microsoft Edge. We do have a Safari version in the works. It is coming for you Mac users, just not quite there yet. So for right now, you need to Chrome or Edge. A lot of other Chromium-based browsers may also run it, but those are the two officially supported browsers. So if you go to pointspath.com, you won't find it in the web store right now. Instead, come to pointspath.com. And by the way, here you'll see all what PointsPath does and how it works, and some of our reviews and all of our frequently asked questions, a little something about me as well. any of these buttons where it says download the extension or sign up now, you just click on there. Just give us your name and your email, and we will immediately send you a link to install Points Path. Once you've got that link, go to your email rather and click on it, and you'll be taken to the extension install page. I don't think I can show you that here because I have it already installed, but basically it simply has a big blue button that says add to Chrome, and you click that button and it installs automatically. It may ask you, there are a few steps where it may say, is it okay if I install this? Say yes, whatever. That's all part of Google's install flow. So
why is it not in the web store? Most people usually just Google like Points Path, Chrome extension, and then click the button there. What's with the email sequence?
Yes, that's a good question. So there's a couple of reasons. One is that Points Path is still in a very early stage. We've only been at market for the last 3.5 months or so. So we are trying to make sure that we don't get overwhelmed with users, that, and if we needed to, we could slow it down or close it out. We haven't had to do that yet, but we just wanted to keep control of it for the moment. Originally, when we launched it, it was actually invite only. You had to wait your turn off a waiting list. We've eliminated that. You no longer have to wait. But again, it's just making sure that we can scale up smoothly and that you're not going to have problems using it. We're actually already at almost 14,000 installed users in just 3.5 months. So far, it's going great. But again, we just want to make sure we can handle it. Also, by going through the Points Path flow, the customer sign-in, not only will we be able to let you know when we have new features for Points Path, but also it's where you can read our terms and conditions, our privacy policy. That's part of it all too. So there's some legal sections of that as well. But if you don't want us to keep your email address, if you're worried about your privacy, as soon as you get the link, there's an unsubscribe button right at the bottom of that email. Click it and you'll be taken off the list and we'll never talk to you again if that's what you want. But we find that most people do want to be on the list because they want to know when we roll out new features. And we're very sparing about the number of emails we send. We really only do it right now when we have something new to talk about with Points Path.
Is there any cost for downloading this?
It's a great question. No, there is not. So Points Path is free. My goal is to keep this base product always free. I think the plan would be to add some advanced features in the future that may have a small subscription price. The basic Points Path program that you are about to see, the demo you're about to see, that is free, and I expect that to always be free.
Perfect. All right, let's jump into the demo.
All right. So once you've installed Points Path, actually you'll get an instruction. Here, let me show you real quick. You'll get an instruction page that will look something like this. Will pop right up, and it does tell you exactly how to use Points Path and all the information you need. If you, again, so our FAQs are there as well. But all you really have to do, if you just want to dive in and start using it once it's installed, is to click on Google Flights and go to flights.google.com and start typing in a search. Let's start with a one-way search. Points Path does work both one-way and round trip, but let's start with a one-way search just to make it easy. And we'll say New York to Chicago on, we'll just pick a date here. We'll say March 12th. Just for date. And for those of you who are used to using Google Flights, Google Flights is one of the reasons that people like Google Flights is because it really is so simple to use. It's generally pretty quick. This will probably be a little bit slower since you and I are also talking at the same time, but it generally runs pretty quick. Now here you can see, this is the Google search results. And you see there at the bottom, there was a box that told you Points Path was on. And it also told you that if you have any options you want to change, you can go up here into our user dashboard and click on Points Path. I don't know if you can see that. I think that won't come through on our visual, but there's a little dashboard that opens up if you need to change any of the settings of Points Path. And while I've been here talking, if you've been watching on YouTube, you probably have seen our little spinner started running, and then all of these prices started popping into place. So here for this American flight, at 12:35 from LaGuardia to Chicago, it's $85 or 9,000 American miles plus $6 in taxes and fees. The arrow then tells you, use cash on that flight. That's not worth it, right? And even just you and I, Julia, just eyeballing it, we could see 9,000 miles to save $85 is not a good use of miles, right? You're just barely getting more. You're getting less than 1 cent a mile on that redemption. So that's not a good use of points. But then down here, this Delta flight at 2:50 p.m., that's only 6,500 Delta miles, plus, again, the $6 in taxes and fees. That is a good use of Delta miles. And so you see the blue arrow pointing towards the miles amount and telling you to use miles. We're actually working right now on version 2.0 of this, where not only will it tell you whether to use cash or whether to use miles, it'll also tell you just how good a deal it is, whether it's a decent points deal or a really fantastic points deal. And each flight will be labeled one way or the other so that you can really know how good of a deal you're getting on your flight.
How do you determine that? What's the valuation formula for you should use points, you should use cash, you should really use points? How do you know?
Right. So for as we talked about earlier, each airline program has miles or points that are worth a different amount. The way we calculate it, and a lot of people value them, again, eyeballing it or from past experience and what kind of redemptions they've seen when they've used their points and miles. But we use a more scientific method. We actually check all of these prices every day, thousands of flights across these programs, and we see what they are being priced at by the airlines. So what is Delta charging on an average basis for a flight that costs $100? How many points is it for a flight that costs $50? We take all of that data and calculate a median value for each program's miles, and that is the number that goes into these calculations. Now, right now, we've done a lot of that math, and we've determined for the moment we have Delta set at 1.1. We have United set at 1.25. I'm sorry, these are cents per mile calculations, and American at 1.3 cents per mile. Now, those values fluctuate a little bit, but generally they've been staying right around in that same band. If they do change drastically, that will be reflected, though, in points back.
Does this only work on domestic, or does it work internationally as well?
It works internationally as well. So it only currently covers the big three airline programs, U.S. airline programs, American, Delta, and United, but it will cover many of their international partners as well. So let's try a search here from New York to London on the same date. And you'll see now, when you get into this, you'll obviously see if American, Delta, United have flights that they're flying between New York and LA, New York and London, rather, which of course they do. You'll see those values. But here's an example where you also see British Airways flights. And those are using AA miles, using American miles, 22,500 miles, plus a heavier taxes and fees, because British Airways typically charges a heavier tax and fee than most of our US domestic airlines. So yes, it does work internationally. It only works with the three US programs, but you will see many of those partners of those programs, what those flights are available with the big three airline miles.
For future releases, are you trying to just keep it with the three big US airlines, or are you trying to expand? And if so, which airlines would you most want to expand to?
Oh, we're definitely expanding airlines. We've actually surveyed our installed users and asked them what they wanted. And the number one big item is more airline programs. And the big three that they want to see next are, and this is probably unsurprising to those of you who collect Chase Ultimate Rewards or Amex membership rewards, they want to see Air France Flying Blue, they want to see British Airways Executive Club, and they want to see Air Canada Aeroplan, which makes sense. Those are the next sort of biggest airlines, the biggest international carriers in each of the big three alliances, Star Alliance, SkyTeam, and Oneworld. So that is the next on our list. And in fact, we've already made a lot of progress towards those. What we need to do, and again, this is also part of our 2.0 version that's in progress, is we need to make sure we have a way to put all of that information into this very simple Google Flights format, right? So you have to be able to, how are we going to show multiple award amounts in just this little bit of real estate that we have? We've come up with some really cool ideas that maybe next time I'm here, I'll show you. But I think it's going to be a really, really, I'm calling it a supercharged version of Points Path is on the way.
If somebody's looking at these particular flights and it's actually much cheaper with Saver Space to fly a day later or 2 days later, is there any way that Points Path can tell somebody that, where they're like, hey, if you have any flexibility on your travel dates, you could save 10,000 points by moving your flight date one day later?
Not just yet, at least not automatically. Now, of course, you can just go to the next day and search it. But I know what you're looking for. You're saying, like, Google Flights has a little pop-up that happens with cash that says, hey, there it is, in fact, travel on March 16th for $256. We don't have that yet. It is an early version of the product. But yes, that's exactly the sort of thing that I hope we'll be able to do in the future. What we do, though, in order to speed things up, so I just moved over here to March 13th just to see the prices, and I've got that information. If I now go back to the previous search on March 12th, the Points Path is not going to take the time to have to research something that you just searched 2 minutes ago. It's going to pop all those prices in right away. So there is, as you search through dates all together, Points Path goes faster and faster and faster, so you can save time.
Awesome. What are some of those other features that you're looking to build out in the future, in addition to 1 or 2 day fuzzy search or things like that? What else have the people been asking for?
Yeah. So one of the big features that people are asking for, and we're working on it, and I think we can do it, they're asking for more personalized searches. So what I mean by that, and some of that is, hey, remind me what I searched before, maybe alert me if the price on something I searched goes up or down, send me an email. And those are all features we're interested in as well. But when I say personalized pricing, what I'm really referring to is things like the Delta Amex cards. When you have a Delta Amex card, you get 15% off your award flights, your award prices with Delta on anything that Delta flies. Points Path right now doesn't show that, but we think it can. And we're working on it so that if we know that you have a Delta Amex, and we might know that simply by you being logged into the Delta site on another tab or in another section of the browser, or maybe you were logged in before, and we know that you are a Delta Amex cardholder, we want to be able to give you that lower pricing so that you get the right comparison for what's appropriate for you. Same thing with United, with their extra award space and other programs like that. That's our goal, is to really be able to get to more personalized pricing and a more personalized experience across the board.
Do all three options with United, American, and Delta always show up for everybody? Because something that we run into a lot whenever we're preparing award search tutorials for people through one-on-one client services or the Patreon or just YouTube is people being like, I don't have American Airlines miles, and for some reason I have not considered Bilt because I don't rent or whatever else. And so they don't have any ways to transfer to American Airlines. Do you foresee that's just going to upset a lot of people if they keep seeing like great American Airlines rates and they're like, I can't do any of this? Is there a way to just be like, ignorance is bliss, just don't even tell me if that's the best option for me?
Certainly, yes. There's a very simple way. If you say, I don't have American miles and I don't want to see American flights, that's the beauty of Google Flights, is of course you can just come up into the Airlines tab and say, hey, don't show me American flights, or even maybe don't show me all Oneworld flights, but we'll just say American for the moment. So just turn off American, and then it will resort just like Google Flights will resort just like it always does. And the points path values that you see will only be for the flights that are not American, that you don't have miles for. We also have the ability in the dashboard to turn off any of the three programs if you really don't want to search it. And that's permanent, or not permanent, that'll stay off until you turn it back on. So if you don't want to turn off American every time, you can go into the dashboard and turn it off, and it'll stay off. Here, let me do that real quick. Again, our dashboard, you don't see on this Google Meet connection, but I just turned off American. And now if I go to American, there, you'll see right here, see, it says American Award Search is off. So you can turn it off that way as well. And then it will never search for American. And that switch will stay that way until you turn it back on. So if you don't want to be filtering out American flights or Oneworld flights or whatever it might be every time, you can do it that way as well.
And so for some of these where it says British Airways, Iberia, Finnair, airline program not covered with Points Path, that's because we turned off American, or that's because it's not available through American Airlines?
It's actually neither. So the ones that we turned off say American Award Search is off. The ones that say airline program not yet covered by Points Path is only not matching right now. There may be space, there may not, just because Google Flights does not have American listed as one of its codeshare partners on that flight. And you can tell by the names of the airlines over here on the left. And that's why it's not matching. Now, that actually should, we expect to have that rolled out where it doesn't matter probably in the next week or so. So that will not actually be an issue. Then even if it doesn't show American over here in the airline names, you'll still get the results if it's available. But if it's not available, the message is not available with miles. Here, I'm trying to see on this particular search, I don't have one not available with miles. But if it's not available with miles, it will flat out say not available with miles.
So it looks like this tool would be most useful for people who have a specific route and a specific date in mind. Is there any way for Points Path to be like, I recommend you do this instead, for people who are like, what should I do with my points? And they don't want to be clicking around too much. Is that just not the use case for Points Path? Or what do you do if you're just like, tell me what to do with my points?
It's not the use case yet, but one thing that we do want to do is be able to layer Points Path on top of the Google Flights map as well, which you've probably seen, but I'll bring it up just for your audience. This Explore map where you can say, show me everywhere from New York to Europe that's available, and Google will give you a map and little pop-ups of the lowest cash prices available to those cities. Here's an example with London and Cologne and Berlin and Venice. We want to be able to also have in here the points prices so that you can do exactly what you're saying, basically have a flight of fancy. We don't have that yet. And one of the reasons we don't have that yet is, frankly, that takes a lot of data. You have to have enough people searching all the time that you're getting these prices naturally. One thing we don't want to do is do a lot of unnecessary searching, because we understand the airlines, this is their infrastructure. It costs them something every time somebody searches. So we don't want to do a lot of searching that just for possible future uses. We only want to be doing the searches that users are actually doing or that they would actually go to American and do. So to do this, we want to be able to collect that information from the natural organic searches that our users are doing. So it's still a little ways away for us to do that, but it is on our roadmap.
Awesome. How do you guys make money, or how will you make money?
So I mentioned that I think we will have, and some of these advanced features, especially the personalization that we've talked about, I think would probably come with some sort of a small subscription, monthly subscription fee. Another way, though, that we make money is we do have affiliate links in some of this content. I don't know if some of your viewers may have seen little boxes popping up as I've been working here that say, hey, new year, new destinations, check out our favorite credit cards for 2024 and that sort of thing. One of the things actually that I haven't shown you, and let me take you through, actually, let me turn American back on for a second because that'll be the best way to show you. So hold on, I'm turning American back on. And when I do that, you'll see that it immediately goes and researches for the American prices. So let's say I like this American flight here, this $39,000, even though it says use cash, let's just say it didn't. And I want to book it. Now I can just go open up AA.com and do a search and book it. But with Points Path, you can save all that trouble. Just click here on that flight in Google Flights, just as you were going to if you were going to book it with cash, right? Down here, you've got the ways to book through. And if you click on any of these, you'll go, Google will take you to AA.com and put you into the flight that you chose. But we at Points Path are adding this link here. You see this book with American. That's that 39,000 mile price that you saw. If you click continue, this will take you to our site, pointspath.com, where we have everything summed up for you. Over here on the left, these are some of our affiliate links. And frankly, if you use them, and we'd love it if you did, then we do get paid a small commission. But you don't have to do that. You can simply come here to the end, click to go to continue to AA.com, and we will drop you now directly into that same search on American. And all you need to do is find your flight, log in, and book it with your miles.
So here with American, did it pre-populate with the date and route already that we searched
everything
for?
Is, yep. This is it. So here, let me go back for a second. This was the flight that we wanted, the Tuesday, March 12th, 11:15 flight on American that gets into 10:10. So let me click back over to the American tab. Actually, let me go ahead and sort this so that it comes up, so that the departure time comes up at the top. Let me do it that way. This is that 11:15 a.m. flight that gets into London at 10:10. Here's that same price, right? $39K plus $5.60. What did Points Path tell us? Here it was, $39K plus $6. So there you go. That's that same flight, and it was all populated and all ready to go. All you had to do was click go.
Yeah, I'm sure this will be very, very useful for a lot of people, especially beginners who are just starting out, and they're like, I racked up a whole bunch of Delta miles before I learned that's maybe not the best way to go. And then just using Google Flights to find a lot of different flight deals. For people who already have a lot of Chase or Amex or Capital One points, and they're like, I want to use Capital One, but like I fly domestically and Capital One's not a transfer partner with United or American or Delta, how do those people use this tool? If it doesn't necessarily say transfer Capital One points over to Virgin Atlantic to book Delta, how would somebody who has a lot of flexible points, which is great, but they don't know how to use it, which is not great, how would they use it for that?
That is where you're going to want Points Path 2.0 that we're working on, because when you have those key transfer partners where you say with Capital One miles, I can't transfer to United, but I can transfer to Air Canada and potentially get that United flight. That's where Points Path will tell you when is that flight available with Air Canada miles, and does it make sense to use them that way? Does it make sense to transfer? Now, one of the things we want to do when we launch those extra programs is, one, show people what the transfer partners are for each flight. So when you have that Air Canada result, you also can see which programs transfer to Air Canada. And also, we want to be able to show people what is the best way to use their Capital One miles. In other words, Capital One miles actually is pretty straightforward. They're usually 1 cent a piece if you redeem them straight up. But a better example might be the Chase Sapphire Reserve. Because you can get 1.5 cents just by redeeming directly through Chase, people want to know that too. And that's another piece I want to put into Points Path, to be able to say, hey, I have a Chase Sapphire Reserve, so don't just tell me whether I should book with cash or with transferred miles. Also tell me if maybe booking through Chase with my Chase points makes the most sense, because I know I'm getting that 1.5 cents a piece. That's something we're also working on. We want to have that available in our dashboard where you can turn on, hey, I have a Chase Sapphire Reserve, so take that into account. Again, it all comes back to personalization. That's really what I want to do with Points Path. I want to make it so that the results you're getting with Points Path are for you and are really made for your situation.
Love it. Speaking of personalization, in your kind of journey through points and writing and creating this amazing Chrome extension, what would you say is the best points lesson that you've personally learned that you would like to make sure that other listeners take away from today's episode?
Especially if you're just getting started in points and miles, don't get frustrated if you don't understand it all right off the top. It is complicated. Like I said, it's somewhat complicated by design from the people who make these programs, but you will find your way through. If somebody later tells you, hey, you shouldn't have done that, you should have done this, listen to them. They may be right, but don't feel badly. We all, when we started out, learned how to do this through trial and error. And we all made redemptions, especially early on, and even sometimes today, that you later say, oh, there was probably a better way to do that. It happens to me too. It's a, like I said, it's a very complicated world, points and miles. So don't feel badly if you feel like you made a mistake. You learn as you go. And at the end of the day, if you did get a successful redemption, even if you didn't completely maximize the value, you're still going on a great trip. You're still not having to pull cash out of your wallet for it. And you learn for the next time what to do and what not to do.
Fantastic advice. And speaking of great advice, can you give a shout out to somebody else in the world of points that you would recommend listeners check out for even more points and miles tips?
Yeah, actually, my good friend Ed Pizzarello, who writes the blog Pizza in Motion on the boarding area, he also has a podcast called Miles to Go. And he's been around in this world even longer than I have. And he's got some great thoughts and great advice. So he's one that I like to follow and listen to as well.
Perfect. And where can people find you if they want to learn more about Points Path?
We are on Points Path on all the social media channels, Points Path on Instagram, Points Path on TikTok. On Twitter, we're points_path is the only one that's different. But yes, and if you want to reach out to me directly, you can do it through one of those or email me, julian@pointspath.com. I'd love to hear from you.
Perfect. Well, thank you again, Julian, so much for coming onto the show today. Thank you so much for building Points Path. And I'm so excited to see some of the future iterations as well and some of the cool things that people are going to be able to do with this Chrome extension.
Thanks, Julia. It's been a lot of fun to be here. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!